This is the Detroit Evening Report for Wednesday, May 4th, 2022. I'm Jerome Vaughn from WDET News. Wayne County Prosecutor Kim Worthy says she will not file charges against abortion providers or women should the state's laws change. A draft opinion from the U.S. Supreme Court was leaked to the media earlier this week. It indicates the court's willingness to overturn Roe v. Wade, which made abortions legal in 1973. If the landmark ruling is overturned, Michigan would revert to a 1931 law which makes all abortions illegal except to save the life of the mother. The Michigan Senate has approved a 5% increase in funding for K-12 schools. The Republican-led body also pared back Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer's proposals to recruit and retain teachers. They also rejected a proposal for $1 billion for school infrastructure projects. The school aid bill was advanced along mostly party lines. Budget talks are expected to begin soon with Whitmer and the House. A $500 million grant program would be created under the Senate plan to help districts retire some debt and avoid raising property taxes. Additional funding would be available to deal with students having a harder time learning because of the COVID pandemic. The Senate has also approved a spending bill that would increase operations funding for state universities by 11% overall. The legislation would also fund new college scholarship programs for high school graduates. It would be the largest higher education budget increase in decades. Students attending in-state four-year colleges could get up to $6,000 a year in achievement scholarships, while those at in-state two-year colleges could qualify for up to $3,000 per year. The Federal Reserve Bank raised short-term interest rates by 0.5 percentage point today in an effort to curb inflation. Inflation is at its highest level in 40 years. The Fed's interest rate hike is its largest since 2000. The increase will lead to higher rates for mortgages and credit cards. U.S. prices have been rising rapidly because of supply chain issues, consumer demand, and the war in Ukraine. Detroiters have been dealing with higher prices for a wide range of items in recent months, including gasoline, milk, meat, and eggs. And Eminem has been selected for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. The Detroit rapper will be inducted into the same class with Lionel Richie and Dolly Parton. Eminem is well known for his Slim Shady EP from 1997 and the 2002 movie 8 Mile, which is loosely based on his life in Detroit. One of his songs from the movie, Lose Yourself, won an Academy Award for Best Original Song. The induction ceremony will be held in Los Angeles in November. Thanks for joining us for the Detroit Evening Report. I'm Jerome Vaughn, WDET News.